Welcome to the Motherhood Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Lockwood, and on the surface, I teach you how to declutter your home so you can focus on what matters most to you as a mom, which I'm guessing isn't those laundry mountains, dishes stacked to the sky, and the tornadoes you clean up all day. My hope for this podcast is so much more than teaching you to declutter. I record all of my episodes live and in real time so that you can have the experience of a mom friend who gets you and is there for you. My audio isn't perfect, my kids might interrupt us, but the conversations we have are real, impactful, and proof that there are other moms like you that decluttering has worked for. If you want to join me and thousands of other moms for live episodes, go find us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search Motherhood Simplified and we'll welcome you with open arms. See you soon. Okay, so welcome to today's episode with Melissa Killalee. This is the Simplified Self-Care. So Melissa and I are good friends. We've talked about this together before, and I am excited to hear what she has to say. I have some questions for you, Melissa. Melissa and I are usually on the same page, so I have some things that I'm just kind of going to surprise her with, and I know that she's going to have really good answers. Oh, we match. Yeah, we match. That's so funny. See, same page. We get each other. So guys, as we talk, if you have specific questions, just put them in the comments and we will answer them as best as we can as we go. So Melissa, let's start with just giving an introduction to yourself. I know a lot of them know you, but a lot of them don't. So who are you and what do you do?
You got it. First of all, I got to say thank you for inviting me. You know I love working with you, but exactly like you said, we not always find space and time. I think mostly it's the time zone difference. Mm-hmm. Or else we'd be able to create the time.
Right.
But the second thing I have to say is like the California glow looks good on you.
Thank you. I love it here. I mean, I love the weather, but thank you.
Yeah, I love it. You can see.
I know. I looked at videos from older and I'm super white. Not that way anymore.
It was snowing just a couple days ago.
Oh my gosh. That hurts my bones.
Yeah. So, okay. So I'll share a little bit about me. You guys, I know some of you who are popping on, like I saw Savannah was going to come on. I also invited somebody.
Yeah, the baby.
I invited somebody special to pop on too. Ashley Finnegan, another mom that I met recently. I just added to your group. Mm. She'd actually be a great person, I think, for you to interview. So I'd love to connect with the two of you.
Yes.
So you guys, I actually represent a little bit of who I am. So let me just say that. So I frequently refer to myself as a mom, more of a spiritual mom. So I wear my 15-9 tag that is practice initials of a 3-year-old son, practical as fast as he was only 16, and stuff like that. I earn a logo that's the business that allows me to work from home and do what I do. I absolutely love to talk more about that in a bit. But and then the mom is because those are like a spiritual practice in terms of self-care has been the most journey. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about that in terms of everything. So I was 10 years in finance and then really just reached, I would call it like a breaking point. Where not only was my part-time business, my part-time hospital rate was important and my full-time pay, and I was well paid, I was really but my health was suffering. You know, I was one of those women who like really loved my career. I was crazy about like climbing the corporate ladder. I loved wearing, nice clothes to work and my heels and everything else. And then all of a sudden one day I was like, Do I really? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Now once in a while I enjoy wearing those clothes. But for the most part, what's happening is I was wearing some And so I had to like make a big decision. And so I decided to stay the night. If you're really meant to like design that, so that I can start to like on my friends. And lo and behold, like I really don't love being in those clothes. I don't love wearing anybody else's values. I really love living like on my terms, and more than anything, I love every step of the way being able to impact in the biggest way possible. So most recently going through the journey of becoming a single mom, and you know, and having that fear of like, oh my God, you know, I'm gonna take some time off and focus on my son, but what does that mean, right? Like, where does the money come from?
Yeah.
It's been such an incredible journey, and I can only pray that I could give that back to even one mom in this group so that somebody else's life could be equally as rewarding.
Yes.
I heard something yesterday I really liked. I went to this place called the Yoga Farm, and we had, it's called Sacred Sunday. So we had like an hour of meditation. Ooh. I had no idea what to expect. I cried almost the entire time because we did this practice that's traditional Hawaiian, it's called Ho'oponopono. And it's all about forgiveness and release. And the woman who was leading it said, you know, as humans, there's three things that we really look for. We look for connection, we look for fulfillment, and we look for awe. I was like, you know, babies, we're so good at doing life.
Yeah.
I think connection to people naturally, they are fulfilled in everything. And every awe of everything.
Yeah. That is so true. I love analogies to babies because they are like the best people ever.
They are. And then we muck it all up.
I know. That's the goal. Get back to baby status.
Yeah. I'm going back to baby status.
Yes. I'm all about that life. Well, I love that. And I loved everything that you touched on. Because like I told you guys, Melissa and I are pretty much on the same page. And if you could see my notes, you would know that it is a lot about that. And her story is one that I hope inspires you to redefine your self-care. Because if you listen to the things that she's saying, I think what happens, and this is one of the things that I want to talk to you about, Melissa, but I think a lot of times when we think about self-care as moms, we compartmentalize it. And we think that it needs to be, you know, 1 hour a day by ourselves or a treat yourself event. Right. And we compartmentalize it. And I love, we've talked about this before, but we redefined it. I think about it at the same time, you know, just for ourselves. And now we talk about it, but it's really something that you integrate into your everyday life. And it's a matter of intentionally finding the things that make you feel good and proactively reducing the things that don't make you feel good. And when I hear your story about that, that's what I see is that you spent a long time in a career that fulfilled you and satisfied you and made you enjoy your life. And when it stopped doing that for you, you were like, okay, so how do I switch this? How do I get rid of the things that aren't making me feel good and move into the things that do make me feel good? And it's that, I think what you did there is really like the essence of self-care, not just your career, but in your everyday life. You know, how can you find more ways to make yourself feel good and happy, and how can you reduce the things that are draining you or bogging you down?
Yes, and one caveat. Sometimes I think when we think about doing the things that feel good to us, it can be dangerous.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because something that I'm about to share with you when it comes to self-care can often be difficult and demanding at first, but it will feel good eventually, and it will reward you more than you can possibly know. So the journey that I went on was really figuring out, like, you know, first leaving finance, just so sweet.
Thank you.
First leaving finance and then getting into the world of entrepreneurialism. I tried to do the exact same things in both worlds. Like when I left, as I said, I was running a $20 million budget. I was supervising 14 employees. I was surprised to like leave that world and come manage 15. 15's like, whoa. I'm like this whole thing. I'm telling you. Network marketing titles are really just your pay status. They don't actually mean that you manage things, right? You manage yourself. You manage your own energy. You manage your own time. That's the beauty of it. Nobody comes to a business with time because they want someone else to manage that company. They don't have to manage.
Yeah.
And so, but I tried to transfer these skills, right? And so I was finding myself to be unprovoked in my business, going like, what's going on here? And it was because I hadn't taken the time to really go, okay, now that chapter's closed, what do I really want? Mm-hmm. What do I really value? We talk a lot with women about the words of being stuck, or lost. And I'm like, those words are just descriptions of what happens to us when we spend too long living out somebody else's values, whether they're values that we learned from society, from our parents, from school, whatever. We've got to get crystal clear on our time on this planet if we're going to do the good work we're here to do, on what our values are. And so in order to do that, we need to know ourselves and love ourselves. In my world, there is no actual, I talk about self-care and self-love, there's no separation. Mm-hmm. How we treat ourselves is a reflection of what we believe about ourselves, is a reflection of what we believe about the world, so on and so forth. So it's all one and the same, really. Mm-hmm. It's like, we are love. So how do we express that?
Yeah.
So one of the things that I really started to do that was hard, that goes back to my caveat, like it can be hard in the beginning, but becomes blissful, is I would get up for Jack.
Yes. Yes.
And make sure I had that time. And I'll tell you what, I had an internal argument with myself for probably a good year around that. Because I'd be like, Mama needs to sleep. And then I'd be like, no, I don't. I need quiet. I need to wait and quiet. And it's so important. And I really feel that.
I do. Like,
and it doesn't matter if you get 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But if you want to integrate something really beautiful and make that time powerful, pick up a copy of the book Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod.
Yes.
So he's got an acronym called SAVERS. It's silence, affirmations, visualization, exercise, reading, and scribing. And for 1 year, I only did 1 minute each of those things. 6 minutes.
Yeah.
In his world, you do 10 minutes of each day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. That's your honor hour in the morning. That's your miracle morning. I didn't have that space. And even still, even when it was only 6 minutes, sometimes exercise, reading, and scribing, Jack was up with me for that. Like, literally, man, if you do not roll out of that bed like a ninja, they just know.
They do. I love that you touched on that. Yes. I love that you touched on that.
When I opened.
Yeah, and they know, and they can smell you, and they're like, I can't smell you anymore. But
you know, don't you?
I do, because, and that's one of the things that we talk about so much in this group, and I know that all of you in here, like, the first time you hear it from me, you look at me like I have three heads, or you think I'm crazy, or you think that I'm some freakish human who can do this, but I promise you, it's exactly what Melissa said. It's, sometimes it is, okay, know the season of life that you're in. You know, pregnancy, the first year postpartum is weird and complicated, but you don't necessarily need 5 or 20 or 30 more minutes of sleep. What you're craving is that quiet time to be with yourself, to get yourself ready for your day. Like, that is that was like the best way I think you could have ever said it, is like, it's not the sleep that you're needing. It's that quiet time. It's that time to pour into yourself before the world and all of your kids demand everything from you, right? Like,
yes.
That's what it is.
The shift is from, Rachel Hollis talks about this. It's like, the shift is from constantly pouring into everything and everyone around you, and instead, because when you do that, you become empty.
Yeah.
Instead, if you pour into yourself first, so those first minutes of the day, pour into yourself first, and you will eventually just overflow into everything around you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You have no choice. But to overflow. Yeah.
Yes, it is. And I promise you guys, it works. It's not just me. Melissa and I aren't these freak humans who love to wake up at, you know, before the sun and before our kids. And we do, like we said, guys, there's four kids in my house. Like, I know what it's like to have that kid in your bed and them be like, when I open it and see you. And like Melissa said, it's not that I have to be completely alone and that I have to have these perfect circumstances. Sometimes, and I've told you guys this before too, a big part of my self-care practice is actually this business. And the first year or so of this business, I built it with Kaylee in my lap, breastfeeding her, typing blogs with one hand, because it made me feel good to create for you guys and have something that I felt like I was contributing to the world, and I was doing it. Yes, yes. I know a lot of you guys have probably seen too much of me. You know, it's fine. But the point is that I'm seasoned. Okay, we have four kids and she's the fourth, and I knew that this first year postpartum, like, it's really easy for me to get lost in it and consumed by 24/7 feeding. I'm going to do whatever I can to find something to pour into myself and make me feel good about myself. And I'm going to prioritize it, and I'm going to do it when it's not convenient. And I'm not going to compartmentalize it and be like, well, I can only do these things for myself. The stars align perfectly. I'm going to find ways to integrate it into my everyday life. And so maybe we can kind of segue into that. Like, how do we actually integrate? Yeah. And what do we do? Hey, Heather.
I love you, girl. And you definitely need to listen to more of Krista. So integrating, one of the things I do, I call it my trifecta. So, you know, I said I'm going to make a smoothie.
Right, and I had to make coffee. Yeah.
So, like, my smoothie is where I get a lot. So, I'm going to tell you, as a mom, I have fallen victim. I have not been, like, a crazy health person my whole life. I have fallen victim to some of the weirdest habits as a mom. Like eating Jack's dirty old sandwich left over in his lunchbox because I don't want to eat food. I do not need to eat the sandwich right now. And my girlfriend, whose son is 10, she's like, girl, it doesn't stop.
It doesn't. I did it last week.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. So my trifecta is every morning, I make smoothies for Jack and I. He loves that. But I get my strawberries, I get my spinach or kale, I get my blueberries, some of our plant-based protein. And I put on these eye gel pads under my eyes. I take them right out of the fridge. So I make my smoothie, I put on the eye gel pads, and then I run and I put on a French pink clay mask. And that's my trifecta. Those are my three things. Those things are happening while I'm chasing Jack around the house, trying to either get him ready to go to the park, or it might be one of the 2 days that he goes to, like, half-day daycare. Yes, he only goes 2 half-days. you know, or we have a doctor's appointment. Whatever it is we've got to do, like, I'm getting him ready, and I'm doing these three things. So I'm not worried about having quiet time while I do that. What I'm concerned with is fueling my body with something healthy in light of the fact that I'm doing some weird habits, like eating more sandwiches.
Yeah.
And also taking care of my skin and taking care of myself, even though I'm running around doing something, you know, while it's happening. So those eye gel pads, I'll post a picture in here so you guys can see me. Right? I put photos of that frequently. So that's my job.
Yeah.
It's something good inside of me and it's on my face too. Some of the other ways that I integrate are that practice I was telling you about, the Ho'oponopono, is a really, like, you can go find someone on YouTube or recording, really soothing practice, just for 4 phrases. It's, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And it's sung over and over again, 108 times. And it's just a forgiveness thing, it's a cleansing thing. Mm-hmm. But I'll put that on in the car when I'm driving him somewhere, you know, and we'll listen together, you know, or in the morning I'll play on YouTube again this high vibration music that's meant to elevate. So if you can have your permanent this is not just a word, it's just elevation. Sometimes I find in the morning I put music on with words, it gets me more battle. Like, I don't, that space I need. sometimes for a home in the morning, I'll make breakfast with me and do meditation and like play on our drums. I've got a djembe, he's got a djembe. Now it's so funny because if we don't do that, he will come in and he'll be like, Mom, I've got the Palo Santo. So I don't know if you know what Palo Santo is, but it's, you know, it's a traditional wood that you burn that is spiritual, and it like it's a cleansing smell. Smoke is supposed to be cleansing.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks we're crazy because they do that with that, but I mean, he needs to know how that stuff works too, because about him growing up, like either being afraid of it or, you know, but you don't smoke it.
No, you don't. We have some too.
Like sage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for it's wood, it's not as smoky. I love it.
Right.
I love it.
Right.
It's good.
Exactly. Sage is super smoky. It just like soaks into everything. I don't love it.
Mm-hmm.
But the Palo Santo, actually, I'll hold it up.
It's good.
So it's like a piece of wood.
Yeah.
Right? My girlfriend sends it to me from Hawaii. So he's really into that. Minutes, he would do that too, but then every morning he's going to wake up and want to watch PJ Masks.
Yeah.
So again, it's something that's hard in the beginning, but becomes easier over time.
Yes.
And, you know, and I also have systems in my household, and I did a whole training on this with one of our groups in the smoke group.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to watch that, we can have you in the group, you can do me, but, yeah. You know, I have
we have a couple requests to do that self-care week again. So when we touch base in like 48 hours, we should schedule that.
Totally.
Cause it is, that gives us a chance to give you guys, you know, to like see more of Melissa, what she does and how she does it. Becky has a really good question that I want to give my insight on, and then I want to see what you have to say, Melissa, too. But she says, what tips do you have for motivated moms to practice self-care when they feel exhausted and overwhelmed and would feel it would be easier to skip it yet again? So I honestly, this is my opinion. If you're feeling like that, you need to prioritize it the most. Okay. And kind of like we talked about at the beginning, like that is a clear and loud cry that you need this more than anything right now. And this is definitely not the time to keep skipping it. But when we talked about compartmentalizing it, I think shifting your mindset into how can I find ways that make myself feel better, instead of thinking that, like, you know, how can I find a babysitter so that I can go to a yoga class, you know, 30 minutes driving one way and an hour long class and pay for it. Like, that's not self-care in that moment for you. That's just another burden. But some ways that I've told you guys that I actively practice self-care, and they're weird. Okay. If you haven't shifted your mindset about self-care yet, but I do things, and I just did it before we got on here. Like, I empty out my trashes before they get overflowing, because to me, It's just a pet peeve of mine. It stinks. It smells gross. It just irritates me. And so one of the things that I do is I take the trash out before it gets full, so I'm not irritated by it, and I just have that done. And Melissa also talked about this too, but like, your physiology matters a lot too. So taking care of things like your, and I know it sounds so basic, and I know that as a busy, overwhelmed mom, it's hard, but things like taking a shower, brushing your teeth, doing your hair. I mean, just those little things that you can get done in a couple minutes while the baby makes a mess behind you, like mine's doing right now, make you feel better. And that's the whole point, right? Is find anything that you can intentionally do to make yourself feel better. Anything little. It can be small. It can be putting oils on your body. It can be the gel masks like Melissa was talking about. Anything. So I think we have like 2 minutes until it's 10:30 for your time or my time.
Okay, cool. Well, so the one thing I would say is I remember, and it also has to do with different seasons too, because I remember the first time I heard Krista say that, emptying the trash, and I was like, girl, don't you get started on me.
I know.
So if guilt is your thing and you need to go to sleep, if that's your self-care, like let the dishes stay in the sink.
Yes.
Like, give yourself permission for that too.
Yeah.
And now I'm at the same place where like Krista, it's a treasure for me to have 5 minutes to run around and take all the garbage out. That makes me happy.
Yeah.
But in the season that she first said that to me, I was like, I'm not talking to you.
That's weird. I know, that's weird.
It's not even that it's weird. I got it. But I was like, my self-care right now is prioritizing not being obligated to everything in my house.
Yes. Right? Yeah. Yeah. That was one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about too, is like, there's no one way to do this. Okay. Like what I do and what I prioritize for me isn't what you have to prioritize for yourself. And there are seasons where I'm like, especially when I have a newborn, I don't have a newborn anymore, but the trash is not a priority. Like when I have a newborn, laying on the couch with her as much as I possibly can and ignoring everything else is my priority. And kind of what you said too about, I liked the smoothie thing, because, you know, I'm a big believer in like fueling your body with healthy foods, but sometimes self-care to me is going to the grocery store and getting one of those really big cookie sandwiches full of sugar and stuff that's really bad for me because I just want it. It's not like you have to just pay attention to like what's actually going to feel good to me right now. And this is kind of weird and getting into a completely different thing that we can talk about another time, but sometimes it turns into self-sabotage too. Like, oh, that 30 minutes of extra sleep is what I need most, but actually it's a form of self-sabotage. Or that giant cookie sandwich, I don't need it 4 times a week. That's me self-sabotaging, hiding it as self-care. So I think I just opened another can of worms.
No, I think it's a good point. The intention behind what you're doing is the point. Right?
Yes.
So yeah. Whether we're using the cookie example, the dishes in the sink, or the garbage that needs to go out, it's the intention behind it. If it's going to raise your frequency to a higher level, then that's self-care. If it's going to knock you down, it's not. If you go running to the grocery store because you're feeling like awful and you think you're going to be able to hide in that cookie, like you can't hide in the cookie.
Right.
So I will tell you, and we can talk more about this another time, but one of the biggest ways that I have realized, and this is not me just putting my business, this is just like it hit me over the past year.
Yeah.
One of the biggest ways that I practice self-care is in my business because I promote health and wellness, right? So what do I need to do? I need to be healthy and well. And so it requires me to prioritize that, to live the lifestyle. And then that's what actually keeps this whole thing rolling, right? Like by living a lifestyle, treating myself well, keeping myself healthy with good products, whether it's healthy living on the inside or out, because we do all of them, that continues to keep that momentum going. Mm-hmm. Like in our 30 Days to Healthy Living program, I just got off a call with a wonderful woman that I love working with. She's about an hour away, and we're going to start doing these wealth and wellness workshops together. But one of the things I was saying to her is like, I see a lot of moms who kind of are, you know, lost in fatigue or they need to make a change. Maybe they need to add in a business to their life. Maybe they need more income in the household, or, you know, they are single parents, and you know, that, maybe that's kind of messing with their psyche a little bit. And I can't go into their lives and promote our 30 days of living by saying, I'll help you with that, but he does. But I go in and I promote it and say, let me help you with the face mask, with the infection thing, to help you put lighter, like help you shed some of this under holding on to, whether it be or just having parents and theirs. And get you some clarity so that you can have the courage to live the life that you want.
Yeah.
And so my business has become an art healthcare, if you will, for me.
I have that in my notes. Literally, what I was going to talk to you about. So we have a lot to give them after this episode, as far as like a self-care week. And one of the things that I did want to talk to you or talk to you about, and just kind of introduce it. I guess this is the spark of whatever is to come, but kind of planting that seed for moms, because my business as well is a huge part of my self-care. And like I said, it's because I don't compartmentalize it. I have figured out a way to fill my soul up by pouring into all of you and creating something that I think is valuable to you, helpful to you. And Melissa, her business is the exact same way. So maybe that's something that we can expand on too, because I think sometimes, I mean, you know, we don't live a normal life as far as, you know, normal jobs and, we both went to college. We both had good jobs. I went to college to be a teacher. She went to college to go into finance. Like, we did that life. It was good for a minute and we decided we wanted something else. And I think sometimes people just don't know that there are other options, and it is hard at first, but it's so worth it. And these moms that I know, everybody who I'm interviewing this week, have done that in some form. They found a way to create something that fills their soul up and is a really big piece of their self-care, which I think is so cool. When you can literally have it all.
You can. And that's something that's a message that I love to leave everyone with. You know, stop choosing, you know, either or in your life. Mm-hmm. And start asking yourself what and looks like. And I don't mean that in the, like, really sort of perfectionistic expectation kind of way, because I also don't believe that moms should have to be like the career person and the mom and take care of the house and do this and do this and expect themselves to be perfect at all those things, right?
Right.
But I do believe you can live a super fulfilling life being all of the things that you want to be. It just might not look like your current life.
Yes.
And you have to be willing to step out on that skinny ranch and go, like, what could it look like? And talk to people about it and ask questions. That's what got me here today. You know, I was super intimidated by the idea of leaving my career behind, because, you know, I went to graduate school. I was a commencement speaker. I graduated from my class. People were like, what did you just do? You're going to leave finance to sell lipstick? I mean, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And, you know, and I had to really just ask lots and lots of questions. I had to find neighbors who came on to the top of my company who were out there making a big impact in the world. And just keep asking all the right questions. Yep. That's a form of self-care too. Like, if you're something percolating instead of going to the surface, but you're like, I know there's more out there for me. I know that there's more for me. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to go to Kristen's. Say, have you built this thing that you want? I mean, Kristen, I think about it, a year ago, 1,000 followers this year.
I know.
I mean, your crazy business is growing. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And, you know, same here. I gave myself a 40% pay raise.
Yeah.
In 2018 over 2017.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. That's good. Let me open that.
So
I think the key is that we didn't do it. We didn't wait for it to look perfectly. Like I said, like, you guys can literally see right now, Kaylee is awake. I've given her 3 different fruit snacks. She hasn't finished any of them. She's got Shopkins everywhere. She probably shouldn't even be playing with Shopkins, but the goal isn't to make it perfect. I love being home with my kids. I love being available with them. I love connecting with people like Melissa and helping people like you. And it's tricky to navigate, but it's totally doable. I think that's the whole point and essence of self-care, is like making it whatever it has to be to work for you.
Yeah. Allowing your soul to resonate at the deepest level.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Right? Yes, exactly. Well, I love you, Melissa. I always love talking to you. And we have lots to plan for everybody in the future. Okay.
So excited. Thank you, everybody.
Yep. I'll go through and check comments to make sure we didn't miss anything, but I will see you guys tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Bye. Hey friend, did you love this episode? If you did, I would love if you took a screenshot of it and shared it with somebody else. Okay, the whole point of this is to create a community of moms who get each other, who support each other, and who, when they find something that helps them, they share it with somebody. So I would love if you shared this podcast with somebody, with maybe just a little note about how it helped you or how it inspired you, so that it can help somebody else. I would also love it if you left me a review. Leaving a review lets me get better stats on the internet and blah, blah, blah. Basically, it helps me help more moms like you. I would so appreciate it. If you hated this episode, I'm sorry, but I'm also kind of impressed that you listened to it all and you're still listening. So still leave me a review, still share it, because I'm sure somebody can benefit from it. I'll see you guys on the next episode.